turn it around. Three stayed outside the fence and two come in. Three big does and two yearlings.
Well, I believe it. At least this year I'm seeing deer. Last year I didn't see very many. I saw a couple here and there, but this year I've seen five in that one spot, and pretty happy about that anyway. It's a little more than I've been getting. But we're going to sit out there tomorrow. We're going to ride out every last minute we can and hopefully get lucky.
You never know. Don't take only just a minute. Have a little luck. I wish you lots of luck.
Oh, thank you. We'll need it. I guess, what was it, Bill there ran into Mark today. I guess he was hunting up the northern half, but there wasn't a lot of movement today. Bill ran into a doe up there in the on the flat iron, and I ran into that one there on my stand. So, anyway, I guess Paul's getting ready to do the net here if he's here this weekend, and I'll clear the channel for him. And, well, Clint, maybe next year. We'll see. I guess you're not going to be up here tomorrow, so I'd say maybe next year for you, and maybe tomorrow for me. We'll have to see. All right, KD2VLA is KD2AAT.
All right. No clip is going to get in there or not. Anyway, last week I was watching TV, and all of a sudden I look at the clock, and it was 10 o'clock. I'm like, I forgot something. Anyways, I'm here today. This is WX2BJR. Good evening. This is WX2BJR, net control for the Black River Valley service net. My name is Paul. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146655 megahertz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Hearing none, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is WX2BJR, net control for the Black River Valley service net. I will now take call-ins from regulars and guests.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening.
KA200, hi Paul.
KA2VLA.
KD2DFD.
Wow, there is a good list. I got KD2AIT, KA2ZNZ, KD2VLA, and I think KD2DFD. Anyways, head up to the top. KD2AIT. Jeff, come on in.
Good evening, Paul. This is KD2AIT. Well, we got up about 5 o'clock this morning and got out there to stand about a little after 6. Actually, I woke up at 4:30. I had the alarm set for 5. I got up a half an hour earlier. I don't know why, but I woke up wide awake and got going. Got out to the stand about quarter after 6, and the minute I stepped out of the blind there to stretch my legs, a doe came walking through the woods, walked right up to me. I could have reached out and used a gun and swatted it right at the end of on her nose there if I wanted to. It was that close to me, and finally, she noticed me there, standing there, and she took off about, no, not that far away, 40, 50 feet away, and then continued on her way, and she kind of looked back at me, annoyed, like I got in her way or something, and, but otherwise, didn't see anything else. We went into town for a little bit, had to pick up some firewood, not that I don't have enough for, hunting season, but, I was a little worried that I didn't have enough to get through the spring because I wanted to plan on coming up in here in the winter a few times. So instead of sitting there thinking about it, I decided to just go get some wood and bring it up here. I didn't have my splitter up here, so I figured I'd just go buy some. I cheated a little. And then we did the afternoon hunt for a little bit and Didn't see anything out there. It was quiet. There was really nothing moving. That's about all I got to report, so we're getting ready to go to bed here about another hour and get up for the morning hunt and start all over again. It's the last day tomorrow. KD2 AIT, back to net.
All right there, Jeff. Not too bad with that. Yeah, hopefully you see something interesting tomorrow. Not too bad with that. So tomorrow's the last day. Anyways, I knew it was coming up. I didn't get anything this year, no hunting license or anything, but got out if I didn't. Just too much other stuff going on. Probably end up doing it again here soon. Just getting busy. Usually it's busy at work during hunting season anyways. So, do get my fishing license all the time though. Let's see here. Anyways, good luck with that tomorrow. And thanks for the check-in, and let's go to KAT7ZNZ. There we go. Come on in.
Yeah, good evening, Paul, and Clint and Jeff, and if anybody had missed, I'm sorry about that. Say hello to everybody. Well, it was a pleasant day down this way. We had a cover of snow this morning. I would say probably a half inch, maybe three quarters. But it was right around 34 degrees, and that was about the high for the day today. Right now we're down to 27, and my beam is still turning, I'm surprised. But while we didn't have any heavy rain or something, I have a problem with the rain, and always have had. It freezes up on me, and then if I don't watch what I'm doing, I burn the motor out. So anyways, that's about it from here. Not too much to report. I heard Jeff's report on hunting there. I haven't hunted in years. I used to hunt all the time, but kind of got away from it as the years went on. So, 7-3s to all. KA2ZNZ.
Yeah, ready there, Jack. Not too bad with that. Yeah, what is the area? Few uncles shoot a few over the season. I got about three uncles and a cousin that had some luck. So anyways, and one actually on the last day he was up here from North Carolina and got a weekend or week license when he was up here and hunted, and the last day, day he was supposed to leave, bam, there it walked out for him. Anyways, so he didn't do much with it, didn't take much of it back, he kind of gave it away, but he did take some back with him. So anyways, it's not like I haven't had any this year, it's all good. But yeah, it's been probably about 5 or 6 years since I hunted too, so, oh well. I moved to Watertown and can't really do anything there, it's a city. And that was pretty much when it ended, and then came back home here and started working in the bakery, and during this time of year, it's just busy there, so yeah, not too fun. Anyway, no, not really much snow up here either. We got about maybe a dusting. I guess they're calling for maybe 4 inches overnight, but we'll see if that actually happens. Maybe just a light dusting on the ground here at the moment. It's been kind of on and off all day. So anyway, thanks for the check in there, Jack. Have a good one, and let's go to
KATVOA.
Clint, come on in.
Good evening, Paul. I don't have much to fill up for a report. My hunting has been limited to three afternoons out for about 2 hours an afternoon. The hills are getting steeper all the time. The other night before last, right after we had dinner, looked out in the backyard, we had 5 deer, 3 full-size does, and 2 yearlings. And I have the backyard fenced in where the garden is. 2 of them jumped the fence, paraded through the garden. So I've seen more deer in my backyard than I've seen in the woods. But you can't beat the sport of hunting. It's a great thing. I've hunted. 73s. And wish everybody good luck hunting and a Merry Christmas. 73.
KD2 DFD, Kilo Delta 2 Delta Foxtrot Delta. My name is Pete, and hello Paul and the net. I just wanted to say it was a nice snow up on the southern end of Boonville. We went up to Turner for dinner, up to the Steak and Brew, had a nice meal up there, and wasn't a lot of snow up there, but it's still snowing here. And as far as the hunting concern, I only saw a fox. My son and I were out in the woods all day today. We had a nice day in the woods. And almost spilled a deer tag on Echo Lake Road when one of them ran in front of the car. So that was about it. I'd like to say Merry Christmas to all of you, because I won't be back until the beginning of next year. So you take care, and this will be my last check-in on the net. So, Merry Christmas to all of you, and back to the net, 73s.
All right there, Pete. Thanks for the check-in there. And, fox, they're nice animals to see walking around, so not too bad with that. And, yeah, I don't want to really hit a deer with a car there. And, yeah, thanks for the check-in there. Now have a good Christmas yourself and New Year, if you're not back by then or whatever. So, thanks for checking in. And, let's see, anyone else out there wishing to check in to the Black River Valley Service Net? This is WX2PJF. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I will now close Black River Valley Service Net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Jeff, Jack, Quint, Pete for checking in. And let's see here, ran for about, 12 minutes, so not too bad. And let's see here. I'll say 73s to all those who listened, and this is WX2PJR. I'll be clear.
KC2MBU and M2WBX. Are there any stations for Octan? Stations, come now, please.
This is KD2AIT. Good evening, Mark. No traffic.
KD2AIT. Hi, Jeff. Thank you for checking in. And what else for Octan? We're looking for KC2NBU and M2WBX. And anyone else that would like to check in to ACTAS? This is KB2KOJ for ACTAS. This is KB2KOJ for ACTAS. Final call for ACTAS. Four stations with or without traffic. Any last minute check-in? Final call. Okay, Jeff, 73, take care. Thanks for coming in. Do appreciate it. And we'll catch everybody tomorrow night. KB2KOJ is clear.